Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode number 21 on August 4th, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's episode, we will cover the trades from last week on Whiting Petroleum, General Motors, and Verizon Communications, and we discuss four new trades this week on Zillow Group, Caterpillar, MetLife, and GoPro. It's always great to hear from our listeners, and if you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, your own trades, feel free to email me. My email address is Eric, E-R-I-C, at theweeklyoption.com. Again, that's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to be able to follow along with me on this show. So you can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for theweeklyoption.com, and it's our 5 and 5 training series. So this week, we had an interesting week once again. We had a week with very little week-on-week change in the major U.S. indices. The Dow Jones Industrial Index finished the week 11.5 points higher, but closing the week at 25,462 points. The S&P 500 Index closed the week 21.5 points higher, finishing at 2,840 points. We've seen high amounts of earnings over the last few weeks. This week, there are more than 1,100 publicly traded companies that will announce quarterly earnings. This is our third consecutive big week of earnings reports. On Monday, we'll hear from Zillow Group, Twilio, Weight Watchers, and Renewable Energy, REG. On Tuesday, we'll hear from Aramark, Plains All American Pipeline, Office Depot, NGL Energy Partners, Wendy's, Potbelly, and Walt Disney Company. On Wednesday, we'll hear from CVS, Energy Transfer Partners, Dillard's, Occidental Petroleum, Jones Lang LaSalle, and Yelp. On Thursday, I'm looking forward to hearing Overstock.com, TransMontane Partners, Redfin Corporation, and News Corp, which owns Wall Street Journal, Dow Jones Publishing, like all of that, that Barron's, that whole media system is owned by News Corp. And then on Friday, the only company I'm going to be watching is Revlon, the makeup manufacturer. So let's get into the trades for this past week. Decent week of trading. We'll start off with the covered call that we entered on Whiting Petroleum. So Whiting Petroleum finished last week when we were looking at it. It was $47.92. And we looked at selling the August 48.5 call and collecting $2.39 in premium, hoping for roughly 6.2% return over 3 weeks. There were 3 weeks left to expiration when we put the trade on. Now, crude oil fell $1.64 from Monday's close to Friday's close. So that was a nice down move in crude oil. That actually helped push Whiting Petroleum stock 69 cents lower this week. The call option that we sold actually fell $1.24, leaving us with a net profit of 55 cents per share if we bought the call option back on Monday. Now, at this point, we are still $1.70 above the break-even point for this trade, so I would stay the course and see if we can capture even more premium for this call option that we sold against the stock. We know that we only have 2 weeks left in August before expiration. Now, the credit spread was based on General Motors. When we looked at it, General Motors was trading $37.53 per share in the market, and we looked at selling the August 38.5 call spread for 16 cents. Now, GM stock finished this week at $37.73. That's 20 cents higher after a very volatile week. The spread, which we sold the spread for 15 cents, can now be exited for 22 cents, or a loss of 6 cents. Now, the spread really hasn't changed in value very much. That 6 cents loss is mostly due to crossing the bid-ask spread to exit the trade. In fact, if you were to enter or add on to the position, I believe it's 15 cents right now, which is an indication that the trade is actually moving in our way. So We've not yet crossed the break-even point for this trade, so I'd stay the course. It's working, and I think it's going to work out to our advantage over the next couple weeks. And then our final trade was a debit spread on Verizon. We looked at Verizon Communications, symbol V as in Victor, Z as in Zillow. When we looked at it, the stock was trading $52.01. And we looked at the August 51-52 call spread, buying that for 69 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 31 cents over 3 weeks, or roughly 45% return on your capital that's paid. Now, Verizon stock finished 26 cents higher, making our 51-52 call spread even more in the money. The spread could be exited right now for 71 cents, creating a gain of 2 cents. There's absolutely no reason to exit this trade. The stock is moving the way we want, and the trade is working. So let's hold this one as well until expiration in 2 weeks, in hopes of actually locking in that 45% return on your capital in such a short amount of time. It was just a 3 week trade. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we only have 2 weeks left on any trades with an August expiration. Friday, August the 17th is the expiration for the month of August. Now, if we put on any more trades for August, the limited time until expiration will make them inherently more risky. And that's mostly because there's just a lot less time to make any adjustments if the trades don't work out in our direction. So I always like it when we have a little bit more time, because even if you have a bad trade with options, there are other things that you can do to offset that risk and possibly even lock in a nice little profit. So, that's a lot of the way I look at, or not a lot, that is the way I look at trading options, is that there's always one more position, one more possibility of making your money. So that being said, let's dive into this week's trades. We're going to start off with a covered call on Zillow Group, symbol Z as in zebra, G as in George. The stock is trading for $58.25. We're going to look at selling that September, so we're going further out to September. September 60 call for $2.70. Our goal is to make a 7.64% return over the next 6 weeks. And the beauty of it is, because there's so much premium in this call, it actually gives us a nice $2.70 buffer against any stock move. So Zillow Group will announce earnings on Monday. The stock has looked relatively strong over the last few weeks, aside from 2 days earlier this past week. They had 2 days of significant drop. But when you look at the longer time frame, the stock definitely has been climbing a little bit more each cycle. So this trade we're putting on now is a 6 week trade. Again, it's a September trade. And with plenty of premium in that option, we have a nice little pad, a nice little cushion should the stock take a hit. So as long as you were to close out the trade, if it went against you, close out the stock rather, before it got as low as, you know, $55, and what would that be, 55 cents, you would be in the money because of the money that you made on the call option. So that's it. We're going to look at selling that covered call spread again. I'm sorry, covered call. That is Zillow Group stock trading for $58.25. And we are selling the September 60 call against it, collecting $2.70 per option with the goal of making 7.64% in 6 weeks. Now, our next trade is going to be the credit spread. This time, we're looking at Caterpillar, symbol C-A-T, CAT. The stock is trading for $138.51. We're looking at selling the August 138-137 put spread and collecting 34 cents to do so. Now, our maximum loss, of course, in this $1 wide spread is going to be 66 cents. And that's just $1 minus 34 cents. So we're hoping to keep the 34 cents in our pockets and avoid actually having to pay out that additional money when this trade matures. So Caterpillar announced earnings last week, and the stock looks pretty strong. So this is a 2 week trade. I don't know if I pointed out, this is an August trade. It's only 2 weeks long, So selling the downside of the stock isn't a bad thing as the stock goes higher. If this trade goes against us, I will likely sell a call spread against it next week, still in the month of August, to offset the risk and keep all of the risk in the same month. I'm not a big fan of selling, like in this scenario, selling a further out spread in the next month, which would be September, because all you're doing is rolling that risk forward. That can work sometimes. Sometimes it also just means that you're pushing the inevitable out further. You're instead of taking that loss, you put the time, you push it out in, later in time, and oftentimes you run the possibility or at least the risk of that loss extending greater than you initially started with. So I'm not afraid to take a loss, but if this moves against me, I'm going to look to sell a call spread against it, which would create what's known as an iron condor. And that way I'd hopefully make money for sure on one side of the trade and limit loss due to that as well. Now, our final trade of the week is going to be a debit spread. This week, we will take a look at two different debit spreads. Both are in the month of August, so consider these a little higher risk than normal, given the shortened time frame and, you know, the possibility of higher earnings. Both of them have significant earnings or return on capital. Typically, high returns on capital always also comes with higher risk. But the beauty of it is that when you're buying an option, a single option, or buying an option spread, you can only lose the amount of money that you put in. Now, both companies that we're going to look at, both companies had earnings last week, which is great because that should limit the amount of volatility. Like the news is already out. So I'm expecting sort of the trends to continue in the same direction, because when we sell these debit spreads, they are in the money and we're really just looking to buy them cheaper than the full value of the spread that we know it'll reach at expiration. So in theory, you know, or not even in theory, the way this works is, you know, since these trades are currently in the money, meaning if stock price stays right here over the next 2 weeks, these trades will expire at full value and yield some high returns on the portfolio. So our first one is going to be MetLife. Symbol is MET, Michael Edward Thomas. The stock right now is trading for $45.33. And I'm looking at buying the August 45 half 46 put spread and paying 30 cents. Now, this is a 50 cent wide spread. We're paying 30 cents for it. So our goal is to collect 20 cents when this spread expires fully at value, fully at the 50 cents. And that 20 cent return represents a, I'm sorry, that 20 cents represents a 66 return on our capital in roughly 2 weeks. So that's amazing. And then our next trade is going to be GoPro. Symbol, G as in George, P as in Paul, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar. The stock right now is trading for $7 and a nickel, 705. And that, you know, in and of itself is almost like an option price. I mean, the stock is so low right now, but we're looking at buying the August 6.5-7 call spread for 35 cents with the goal of collecting 15 cents, right? 50 cents call spread, we pay 35 cents. We hope to collect that extra 15 cents. That 15 cents represents a 43% return overall on our investment. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. Hopefully you're also taking some action, putting some of these trades on, or at least following me on paper. That way I'll know that you're learning. The goal of the show is definitely for you to learn all about some of the various options that you have when you're trading options. So it's fantastic. I love it. I hope you guys love it too. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, anything, if you want to ask me how the weather is down here in Texas, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. Again, that's eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's all I have for you this week. Hope you have a fantastic time trading. Happy trading. So long. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.